Hello, Latoya.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Jeanette. I'm calling on a recorded line about the baby formula lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How about you?
Great, thank you for asking. And was anyone affected by baby formula?
Yes, my daughter.
Okay, have you already filed a claim or gotten an attorney to help assist?
I filed a claim. I just did the form and everything.
Okay, did you sign a retainer agreement or anything through DocuSign, or you just filled out the
No.
inquiry?
No, I just did the intro.
Okay, yeah, and that's what we received. Would you like to see if you guys meet the criteria to participate in the baby formula lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. And then just to verify, you haven't signed any documents retaining an attorney regarding the baby formula lawsuit?
No.
Okay. And what was your daughter diagnosed with after consuming baby formula?
The NEC, necrotizing enterocolitis.
Okay. And what injuries did your daughter sustain after being diagnosed with that?
The symptoms was the stomach pain, vomiting, bloody stool, breathing issues.
Okay. Sorry to hear all that. Do you
Thank
know
you.
if she had any intestinal perforation, any scarring or strictures in the intestines, sepsis, other bowel conditions?
I can't remember. I can't remember. I think. Oh, I can't remember.
Okay, does she have any ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions? Pardon?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any medical records showing proof of diagnosis or proof of her injuries?
Yes, I do have medical records, but I don't have it with me because I'm
That
out of town at the moment.
that's okay. And what date was your daughter diagnosed with NEC?
It was, I believe, 4/7/2012. Yes, 2012. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. 2012. And how
Yes.
old is your daughter today?
12.
Okay. And was your daughter diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or fortifier?
No.
Okay. And how long after being fed a formula or fortifier was your daughter diagnosed with NEC?
Want to I want to say it was like 2 months, I want to say.
Okay. Okay. And what was the brand of formula that your daughter was given?
Infamil.
Okay. And what was the name of the medical facility where your daughter was diagnosed with NEC?
West Suburban Medical Center.
Okay. Westenburg?
No, West Suburban Medical Center.
West Suburban. Okay, and what city and state is that in?
Oh, Chicago, Illinois.
And then I see a West Suburban Medical Center in Oak Park, Illinois, on Erie Street. Is that the same? Okay, and let's see. Okay. And then was your daughter also, what was the name of the hospital where your daughter was born at?
Same place.
Same place. Okay. And then you're filing this on behalf of your daughter as her mother. And your daughter, she's still with us, correct? Okay. And do you have authority to sign on behalf of your daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and are you both citizens of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your daughter's gestational age at birth? How many weeks was she born at?
28.
Okay. Okay. And did your daughter become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did you leave and come back?
Leave and come back.
Okay. And what is your daughter's date of birth?
Excuse me, 3/22/12.
2012. And sorry, remind me of her current age right now. 12, did you say? Okay. And then do you have your daughter's birth certificate at home? Okay. And do you know anyone else who was affected by baby formula?
No.
Okay, that's okay. And then for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your daughter's gender for me?
Female.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
And then what is your daughter's first name?
Zari, Vari.
Vari?
Z as in zebra.
Oh, Z. Thank you. Z as in zebra, A as in alpha, R as in Roger, I as in igloo. Okay. And then what's your daughter's last name?
Fabre, Fabre.
Fabre. Okay. F as in Frank, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then what is your daughter's social?
Let me get that.
Okay, 683-952471. Okay, and then you'll be signing on behalf of your daughter. So I have your first name spelled Latoya, is that correct?
Yes.
And then I have your last name here as Hubbard, is that correct? And then for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And what is your date of birth?
12/24/88, 1988.
1988. And then what is your social?
334-841352.
Thank you. 334-841352.
Yes.
And then I have an email address here for you as toyahubb at gmail.com. Is that correct? And then I have your phone number here as 773-829-7489. Is that correct? Okay. And then is that a cell phone or a landline?
Yes, so.
Okay. Okay. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
16W 450 Honeysuckle Rose Lane, apartment 201, Willowbrook, Illinois, 60527.
60527 is the zip code?
Yes.
Okay, so I have 16W 450 Honeysuckle Rose Lane in Willowbrook, Illinois, apartment 201.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then you're not power of attorney over your daughter, right? You're just her mother, or are you both?
I'm both.
Okay. Do you have any documents to show that you're her power of attorney?
I mean, what documents would I have? I'm her guardian.
Yeah, so then you would just be her guardian then. Okay.
Yeah.
So then I'm just gonna put no. Because I don't think she's old enough to have a power of attorney. So
got it.
Yeah. And then what is your full name that's listed on her birth certificate?
Latoya Nicole Hubbard.
Toya, N-I-C-O-L-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me add your middle name. Contact. Okay. And then, okay. And during the pregnancy, were there any of the following issues? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placenta insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV AIDS, or none of the above?
None.
Thank you. And was your daughter born premature?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. How is your daughter today?
She's fine.
Okay, that's good to hear. What state was your daughter born in?
Illinois.
Illinois, okay. And was your daughter diagnosed in the NICU?
No.
Okay. And how many pounds was she at birth? How many what was her birth weight?
4 pounds, 4 ounces.
4 pounds, 4 ounces. Thank you. And then what is your daughter's full name that would be on her birth certificate?
Zari Amor Fabre.
Okay. And is Amor spelled A-M-O-R-E?
No, without the E.
Okay, without the E. Thank you. Okay. Fabre, F-A-B-R-E, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And when did your daughter start consuming the baby formula?
Right when she was born.
Okay. Okay, so it would be her date of birth when she started consuming the baby formula?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was March 22nd of 2012?
Yes.
Okay. 12. And when did she last consume the baby formula?
I think it was like around when she stopped consuming it.
Yeah.
Like around 4, because she was diagnosed 4/7/2012.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, around that time.
Around when she was diagnosed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll just put the diagnosis. And it's okay if the dates are a little off. The medical records should show the exact dates.
Okay.
And when did you learn of the possible connection between the baby formula and your daughter's NEC diagnosis? Do you recall?
I don't.
That's okay. When did you first learn about the possible connection between the baby formula and your daughter's NEC diagnosis?
Oh yeah, I don't recall.
Okay. And then. Okay. Okay. Okay, and then, okay, so then your daughter's date of birth is March 22nd, 2012, and then she was diagnosed April 7th, 2012 with NEC, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'm just going to do the dates. Do you recall the time between usage of baby formula and when she was diagnosed?
I want to say like 14 days.
Okay. Okay. And was your daughter fed breast milk prior to being fed the formula?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
It was a mixture.
A mixture of breast milk and formula?
Mm-hmm.
And okay.
Well, it was like what is it? Mixed with cow. Oh, well, I can't even think.
was your child fed formula or Fortifier in the hospital?
No, it was mixed.
Mixed.
You said breast milk. No, I'm so sorry. It was.
Pardon?
Lord. It was formula. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Was your child fed breast milk prior to formula?
No, I didn't do breast milk.
Okay. And was your child fed formula or Fortifier in the hospital?
Formula.
Okay. And then did your child show any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Did she have a low body temperature, green vomit? Stop me if any of these she had. Low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen, red, or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, or dark bloody stools, or none of the above?
You said before?
Well, after. Did she have any of the following symptoms after drinking the formula?
Yes.
Which symptoms?
Stomach pain, green vomiting, bloody stool.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And what treatments or medical procedures did your daughter undergo due to the NEC? Did she have, do you recall?
Like surgery?
Or any treatments or medical procedures?
She did receive, they told me to stop the feeding. She did vitamin therapy, nutrient therapy, and they gave her extra oxygen.
Okay. Okay. So did she take, did they give her antibiotics?
I want to say it's I can't pronounce it, a penicillin.
Okay. Okay. Was it a PIC line?
No. It's,
no.
Ampicillin.
Ampicillin. Oh. Okay. Ampicillin. Okay. And then they gave her extra oxygen. Did she have assisted ventilation? Okay. And when was your daughter last treated for NEC-related issues?
I want to say, like, when was the treatment over?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah, just to the best of your memory. It's okay if you don't remember the exact date.
Yeah, I want to say, like, 2 months, I believe.
Okay. 2 months after diagnosis?
Yeah.
So around June of 2012?
Yeah, probably like the end of May.
End of May? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed your daughter with NEC?
Alma Buckner.
Okay. And where did Dr. Alma Buckner practice out of?
It was West Suburban.
Pardon?
It was West Suburban.
Oh, the same hospital. Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It was pediatric. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Let's see. Alma Buckner Pediatrics. I see a couple addresses for Dr. Bucker. Did your daughter see her out of Advocate Children's Medical Group on West North Ave? Was she with the Advocate Medical Group, University of Chicago Pediatrics? Do you recall what the address was where your daughter?
Oh, I can't remember.
East 93rd.
What was the first one?
There's East 93rd.
It's in Chicago.
West North Ave.
I think that one.
Okay. Was she with, did your daughter see her out of Advocate Children's Medical Group?
I believe so.
Okay. Okay, and what was the doctor that treated your daughter for her NEC symptoms?
I think I just gave you the name.
It was the same as the diagnosing doctor?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And were there any abdominal surgeries performed, or did your daughter experience a swollen abdomen with discoloration?
It was the, the laparoscopic?
Uh-huh. Did she have an exploratory laparotomy?
Yes.
Okay. And do you happen to recall the Bell staging of NEC that your daughter had?
The what stage?
The Bell staging of NEC?
No.
Okay. Can you describe the symptoms that your daughter had?
Like, what do you mean?
The symptoms that your daughter had, like you mentioned bloody, I believe you mentioned.
Yeah, the stomach pain, the vomiting, the stool, bloody stool.
Yeah, okay.
Breathing issues.
Okay, breathing issues. Okay, stomach pain. Did your daughter ever have any intestinal related surgery?
Is that the, I think it's the laparoscopic? Am I saying that right?
Laparoscopic. Sorry, it's hard to say.
That's okay. Laparoscopic.
Mm-hmm. It is a minimally invasive surgical procedure that allows surgeons to examine and operate on internal organs through small incisions in the abdomen. Okay, I'll write that. She had that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Underwent surgery. And the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
No.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and then I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just want to make sure I have everything correct before I send over the retainer agreement. I have your first name spelled Latoya. Is that correct?
Yes.
I have your middle name spelled Nicole. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I have your last name spelled Hubbard. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I have your date of birth as December 24th, 1988. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I have your social as 334-84-1352. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have your daughter's first name spelled Z-A-R-I. Is that correct?
Yes.
Middle name A-M-O-R. Is that correct?
Yes.
And last name F-A-B-R-E. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then I have her social as 683-952471. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I have your daughter's date of birth as 03-22-2012. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have that she was diagnosed with NEC April the 7th of 2012. Okay. Thank you. Okay. 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 And are you familiar with DocuSign? Okay, I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorneys to request your daughter's medical records. And you'll see the retainer agreement. The attorneys work solely on contingency basis, which means you never pay them any money out of pocket. How they get paid is by achieving a settlement on behalf of your daughter. In the event of a settlement, it's a 60-40 split. The individual that files gets 60%, the attorneys get 40%, and if they're unable to achieve any kind of settlement, you don't have to pay them any fees, you don't have to pay them any money for their time and their effort. It's truly no cost comes to you, nothing's out of pocket ever, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and it says that in these documents. I'm going to send over the DocuSign shortly. You'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Let me know when you see that text come through.
Got it.
Okay, go ahead and press that link. I'll stay on the line with you in case anything is misspelled and needs to be corrected.
One second. Okay, hold on 1 second. Excuse me. Okay, so I'm hitting the link. Okay.
And then you might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, and then you should see a continue or a next button.
Mm-hmm.
And then you should see a little box to check that says I agree to use electronic records or signatures.
Okay.
And then you should see a start button.
Oh, hold on. Crap. What am I doing? Hold on. I'm so sorry. Okay. Next.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. That started me over. Okay. Continue. Okay. Next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fine.
And then make sure it's your full name, first and last name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you'll... Pardon?
I did my signature.
Yep, mm-hmm. Signature. You can either draw it or you can press select style and it will input one for you.
Okay.
And then you're going to press adopt and sign.
I just pretty much signed them all right.
Uh-huh. And then you should see a finish button.
Excuse me. Oh, man, I'm catching a cold.
Yeah. I think something's going around.
Yes.
Okay, I just got those documents back. Let me go ahead. Okay, yep.
Am I able to download them?
Yes. So I'm looking at the documents. I'm going to have to resend you where it's asking for initials. It has your signature in there.
Okay.
It needs initials. Give me 1 second. Let me send you the documents again. Okay. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, I just resent it. You'll click that new link.
Okay. Wait, that's not it. All right. Okay. Got it.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and view that. Perfect. Yep, I see your initials there. Those should be good to go.
Okay. I downloaded. Did it say something about combined PDF or separate PDF? Do you know?
I know that you'll receive an additional email with the completed documents that you can just save in your records. Okay. You'll get another email. It'll say completed. It'll say DocuSign via DocuSign, completed, re-sign with DocuSign, estate retainer. Should be the subject.
Got it.
And then those you can, I would download those for your records, print, whatever's easier. You'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm. It'll be Pulaski Law Legal. They'll be giving you a call just to verify that you do want to participate. It is okay to start the process of pulling medical records. If you miss their call, it's okay. They'll leave a callback with a voicemail number. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just try and get back to them as soon as possible because they won't be able to start until they hear from you. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. Well, it was a pleasure speaking to you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
You as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Okay.